This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto news, exclusive interviews, real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, today I have a special guest, a fellow car guy. He's also an American rock, R&B, and soul guitarist. He's a singer, songwriter, record producer, and like I said, car guy. Best known as one half of this amazing duo, Hall & Oates, we have John Oates. Hi, John. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. How's it going, man?
I am so happy to talk to you. I met your sister. I told you the story. I'll tell everybody else. Right. Every year for the last 19 years, I've been on ABC with Kelly Ripa, and now it's called Live with Kelly and Ryan. It started many years ago when it was, of course, Regis and Kelly. And I've been doing that show, and there's this really cute little gal that works there named Diane. And I spent like a whole week there, and every morning I see Diane, and we talk, and you know, and I also did some stuff for ABC for the New York Auto Show, and Diane again. And at the very end, she hears me talking about this show I do for Entrepreneur Magazine, and of course the car stuff. And she goes, you know, my brother's a big car guy. You should interview him. And I go, oh, and I thought to myself, oh, cool. So, you know, what's he do? And she goes, really? Well, her name is Diane Oates, and her brother is John Oates. And she goes, his name's John. And I go, cool. She goes, John Oates? And I go, because I'm looking at Diane Oates. And then she goes, Hall & Oates? And I go, oh, my God. How stupid could I be? But, you know, I mean, I was talking to my pal Diane, and her brother's this guy, John Oates. And it was just too good to be true. And you're such a car guy. And so
– oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, welcome to the show. Welcome to my insanity, and thank you for doing this. I know you're on tour right now. He tells me, he goes, yeah, last night it was at Madison Square Garden, sold out. I'm like, oh, my God.
You don't hear that every day.
No, no, yeah, you were in New York, and now you're back in Nashville. So one of my friends, he sends on Facebook, I put this little note that says, hey, I'm going to be interviewing John Oates from Hall & Oates. What questions should I ask him? One of my friends says, have you ever owned a car that made you feel the same way as standing on stage in front of thousands of people like that? That's a good question.
Yes, I have.
Okay, then what was it?
Well, I'll tell you, I have a feeling it was probably the first really big purchase I ever made in the 1970s. I bought one of the earliest Porsche 911 930 turbos that came in 1976.
Oh, my God.
And I had one of the first ones. And I remember when I bought it, I had this kind of middle-class sticker shock trauma when I realized that the car I was buying was more expensive than my parents' house. And
right.
Even though it wasn't very expensive in those days, now that I look back, of course.
Yeah, right.
And it was red, and it had gold BBS wheels. It was really, really flashy, and it was incredible. And I actually I bought it in Beverly Hills at the Porsche dealer on Wilshire Boulevard because I just happened to be driving by.
I know right where that is, yep.
Yep, and it was one of those impulsive things that, you know, I had just started making some money, and I said, you know what, I'm doing this. And I took it down to Alwin Singer and had him put a variable boost control in it. And that was in 77 when I was out in California living out there. And interestingly enough, at this past year's Amelia Island Concourse, I ran into him. And I hadn't seen him since 1977.
And I
went up to him and I said, do you remember putting a boost control into an Herb 930 turbo? He goes, I remember you. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. It was really, really amazing.
That is so awesome. Well, I'm gonna play a little bit of the music everybody is so familiar with. Because it helps people to understand the amazing work that you guys have done. Daryl Hall and John Oates. We're talking with John Oates. This, by the way, is from his solo album. This is because my show is called The Drive, and this is called Let's Drive by John Oates. We're going to be right back with more and spend some time talking cars.
Smoke on the way. I was gone, long gone.
tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Well, we're talking with John Oates from Hall & Oates. I'm going to play some of the music, some of my favorite music of all time. I'm serious. I'm a baby boomer. John's a baby boomer. But the music that this duo put out into the world, let's see, I had some stats on this stuff. Let me ask him real quick while this plays for a second. Sold over 80 million units. Looks like recorded 21 albums, 10 number one records, 20 top 40 hits, making them one of the most amazing rock duos in history. John Oates is with us and a car guy for the radio show today here on The Drive. Are those stats pretty correct, John?
I guess so, man. I they sound good to me. I don't know, man. We don't keep track of that stuff, but it's been a long career, and we sold a lot of records, and we traveled the world, and I'm still out there alive and kicking, and that's what counts.
That's exactly what counts. And I was looking here too. Of course, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, American Songwriters Hall of Fame, also prestigious BMI Icon Award. I mean, you guys together have really. I mean, you guys have changed. Kind of the world a little bit. I mean, you have your mark, your stamp on the world. And then, of course, in 99, you went on to your solo career and a book, a memoir, Change of Seasons. You guys, I'm just giving you, the listeners out there, some stuff if they're interested in, going deeper on John Oates. A total car guy, and is my audience typically, lunatic fringe car people that love hearing from other people that like yourself. I mean, talk about your current project right now. That's a fun one, this little Porsche 356.
Well, it's been an interesting experience, having owned a number of Porsches over the years. You know, I've always been a Porsche fan, like so many others. And, this year it celebrates Porsche's 70th anniversary.
Yes.
And just so happens, I am turning 70 this year.
I was blown away by that, by the way. I thought you were probably my age. And well, I mean, you look young. You look great.
Well, I got good Italian genes, and I try to take care of myself as best I can. But, I thought to myself, I deserve to give myself a 70th birthday present.
Yeah.
And years ago, back in the 80s, I had a 1956 Speedster, a silver one. And, through a bunch of circumstances and divorce and moving from the East Coast, I sold all my cars, and the only car I ever regret selling was that 56 Speedster. So I happened to find Rod Emery out in North Hollywood, California, who is the guy who basically invented the concept of the 356 Outlaw by modernizing the 356, but keeping it, keeping certain qualities of the original design, but taking it into the modern world, with disc brakes and a kind of a flat 4 911 engine in the back, and just really amazing bodywork. He comes from, if you look up Rod Emery, you'll see that he's a true craftsman. He comes from a hot rodding background with his family, his father and his grandfather, and he's been building cars his whole life. And I ran into him, and he and I really got along, and we decided to do a project car. He found me a 1960 Cabriolet, a 356 Cabriolet with a crushed-in front end, and that was our donor car, and the project started. So I can go on and on. I mean, you don't have enough time, it's just been a journey. It's been a little over a year and a half, which he told me you got to be patient, and I'm chomping at the bit. It's getting close. The car should be ready by Monterey this August. And I'm calling it the 356's greatest hits because it's got elements of all what I consider to be the best qualities of the A models, the B models, and even and the Speedster and the Roadster. So it's kind of a blending of all these really what I think are the best, you know, the best design elements of the Porsche 356.
You know, there's a couple of folks out there that are doing this to these older cars these days. And it's amazing. It is amazing what they do to these cars. The first thing he said to me, he sent me the picture, and he says to me, did you notice that the A-pillars rock back a little bit, rake back? And I said, yeah, it kind of looked like it. I mean, and it's only a body, no paint. It's like getting ready to get painted. But I could see it had a little Speedster thing going on there. So little refinements, little modifications. Tim Allen did this with a Camaro with Bodie Stroud, a friend of mine, and I mean, it's like when you walk around these cars and see all the craftsmanship that these artisans have done to these cars, you go, oh, my gosh, this is true art. It really is.
It is true art. Rod Emery is a true artist, and his work is subtle, and he does everything by hand. Him and his crew, they do everything. They use English wheels and hammers, and it's all done the way Porsche would have done it. And he just kind of, you know, he'll do some very subtle things, and he's just got such a great eye and a passion for those cars. And it's been an incredible experience getting there.
Well, my favorite song, Man Eater, from Hall & Oates. We're talking with John Oates. We're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere. Right. This is the best. This is so much fun. I enjoy this. We'll be right back. It's The Drive.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I'm talking to this group that's playing right here, Hall & Oates, John Oates. He's a car guy, and he's got a new Porsche project, 356, he's working on. Our show is brought to you in part by Craftsman. And you know what? It occurred to me that, you know, I mean, you're on tour right now, and we should talk about that for those who are Hall & Oates fans, and John Oates is also a solo artist. But we should talk about tools for a second. Because all right. I know you've owned some tools in your life, and I've heard that you had a farm at one point, but how big is the tool collection right now, and do you own any Craftsman tools, John?
No, I've got just a hodgepodge collection of just handyman stuff for around the house right now. Just in a little tackle box in the closet. I got some tools for my guitars, you know, some really small screwdrivers and little things that I need to adjust my, you know, fine tuning on a guitar. But pretty much, I'm a little weak in the tool department.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do for you. First of all, I'm going to send this to the folks at Craftsman, which are all, you know, they're awesome people. You know, they got bought by Stanley Black & Decker recently, which is an amazing company. They just celebrated some gigantic milestone, 100 years or 150 years or something crazy. But Craftsman, let's just say Craftsman wants to send you a little care basket. What would be in that care basket for John Oates?
Oh, man. Okay. Hold on a second. Man, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, Christmas time. Christmas time just came in June.
No, wait a minute. Your 70th birthday and Porsche's 70th.
Oh, that's right. My birthday. I forgot about that. I lost my head there for a minute. All right. Okay, I'll tell you what. I need a badass leaf blower.
Okay. Craftsman makes those. Okay.
Right. I know. They make everything.
Yeah.
A small portable air compressor so I keep my tires inflated properly.
Okay.
Let's see. A really nice small socket kit, metric and English.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
You know, I think I don't need much more than that.
No. We're going to fix you up, brother. Don't you worry about it. Those three things will be in the care in the care package and some more. Listen, they are just relaunching this brand, and you talked about craftsmanship, and you're an artist, and your craft you have honed to an amazing skill. And our artisans, our craftsmen out there that are doing what you do. I mean, you didn't just go out and buy a restored 356. You could have. That's the easy way through it. You decided to go to a craftsman and say, I want you to build me something that is – like I just got done having a buddy of mine build me a surfboard, a wooden surfboard. And I had him put an American flag on it, remembering 9/11, because I was with him in Germany at the Frankfurt Auto Show on September 11th, 2001, when the whole thing happened. And this guy, we became bonded like brothers. So, I mean, but he's a craftsman. So I said, I want a surfboard. You went to this guy and said, I want this special car. We truly appreciate our craftsmen of this world. And without tools, these guys and ladies would not be able to do their craft. So we're going to fix that problem you have right now of the lack of tools, because you're going to have a special man cave for that car. Where are you going to keep it, by the way, in Nashville?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it in Nashville. I'm actually a part of a car collectors club that has a commercial garage. And we keep it's all like a very secure garage where we keep all our cars, and we get together and we drive and do, take trips in the country. It's a very cool situation. And it's great to be around a bunch of guys who do that.
Rod Emery, by the way, you guys check out, just hashtag Rod Emery, E-M-O-R-Y, is what I did the other night when John sent me the picture of his 356. I'm looking at the picture of it, by the way. Okay, here's a question from Matthew Valbuena. Believe it or not, I know Matt. He works at Mazda, and he is the guy in charge of human-machine interface for the stereo systems in all the new cars. And he says, as a musician, does John incorporate audio systems into his project vehicle? So you've got this classic cars. He says, which of his vehicles has the best-sounding audio system and why? So are you going to put something special in this little 356, or is the sound of the engine the music you want to hear?
Well, I like both, to tell you the truth. Yeah. You know, there's nothing like being on a country road and just tuning out and listening to the sound of the engine. But Rod Emery has been talking to me about possibly doing a special audio system in the car. And we haven't gotten that far because we're just getting it into paint. But I think he wants to surprise me with something, and I'm not exactly sure what he wants to do yet. So, we'll see what happens. But there will definitely be an audio system in the car. I think what's really cool about one of the things that he always does is he uses the old blah punk, vintage radio, fascia.
Right.
But he puts a more modern components behind it so you can stream and do stuff like that. So the car looks totally as if it, came from the 50s or 60s, but there's always some sort of modern, radio behind the face.
That is awesome. So that kind of little retro thing going on. All right. Here's a buddy from the auto industry. A lot of folks in the auto industry listen to my show and are friends on Facebook. Gino Effler says, when you got your first big recording check, did you splurge on a car? And if so, what was it? Now, you told us about the Turbo 911, but let's go even, to the very, very first car that you were able to take a check from working in the music industry and buy something. What was that?
It was a 73 Alfa Romeo Spider.
Oh,
black with a tan interior. As a matter of fact, I was walking around the New York Auto Show around 1972, and I went past the Alfa display, and I saw the Spider there, and it was like I said, okay, I got to have this. If I can afford it, I'm going to have it. So that, I think that was the first kind of cool car that I bought.
That is awesome. I'm going to send that to Alfa Romeo. Tim Kaniskis, the president, is a friend of mine. We're going to have to get you behind the wheel of the newest Alphas, by the way. All right, don't go anywhere. Another segment with John Oates from Hall & Oates. This is The Drive. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
It's spring. Time to wake up and get a great deal. Jolt them out of their winter slumber with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. Or Dodge Charger with up to 300 horsepower with 30 MPG highway. Or Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with available all-wheel drive in its class. Spring's here, and so are the deals. So wake up and join the Brotherhood of Muscle. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, EPA estimate, actual mileage may vary. Based on 2017 Ward's Mid-Size Sport Utility Vehicle Segmentation, excludes other FCA US LLC vehicles.
girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Well, John Oates is on from Hall & Oates. He's a car guy. He's a new friend, and we're going to make sure that we do more together. I know he's going to be next year for 2019 at Amelia Island. He's going to do a thing, and Chris Brewer, our buddy, our mutual buddy, said, yeah, go ahead and talk about it. Cars and guitars at Amelia Island, and we're going to talk about that. But first of all, let's get back to Alfa Romeo. You know, Alfa Romeo is back, and it's back with a vengeance. Matter of fact, all I can tell you is if you haven't driven an Alfa or a Maserati, both of these brands, lately, you guys, everybody out there listening, go take one for a ride. And all I can say is if you subscribe to Car and Driver magazine, one of my favorite magazines, I worked there 10 years, look on the cover this month and you'll go, what? Yes, all this, that's a little surprise. It just came out. But anyway, if you could drive an Alfa out of the lineup of Alfa Romeos that are out right now, what would it be, John?
Oh, boy. Well, it would be a toss-up between the Giulia, the Quadrifoglio, or the 4C, the little sports car, because I've never driven either of them. My last experience with Alfa was the early 70s Spiders, and I've had two of them. And I've always loved the way they drive. They have a, you know, Alfa's always had a feel, a driving feel that's been really incredible. So, you know, the modern ones I've heard are amazing. I've read all about them, but I've never driven one.
All right. Well, we're going to send this to Tim Kaniskis, who's the president of Alfa and Maserati. And, of course, he's in charge of Dodge and Chrysler and SRT for FCA. And he's a buddy of mine. I have a Dodge Demon, 840 horsepower, completely insane machine. Which
I
love.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I also have another interesting machine. They quit making them, which is the Viper ACR. And all my friends tell me I may have bought two of the most iconic cars in this current era of history. For, you know, affordable anyway, because you can spend $1 million on a car, $2 million, whatever, $3 million. I mean, some of these cars these days are the Bugattis.
Yeah.
If you had a dream car that you could buy and own right now, I mean, what would that be? Are you building it right now?
Well, I'm building my dream car. There's no doubt about it. This Rod Emery project is, you know, it's going to be very, very special to me for so many reasons. But, you know, I've had a chance to drive some incredible cars. I just went to the Porsche Experience in Atlanta, and I drove the new Turbo S, which I have to say is it's something spectacular.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you can drive it around like it's a Volkswagen, and then I experienced the launch control. And it was insane. I just couldn't believe it. It's kind of a wolf in sheep's clothing. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, then I have to give it away. On the cover of Car and Driver this month, Sportiest Sport Utes Special, Alfa Romeo stomps Porsche and AMG.
Oh,
right?
The Stelvio, their little SUV. Yeah.
The new Stelvio Quadrifoglio, yep.
I'll bet it's cool.
So we may have to throw that into the mix for our friend Tim and see which, you know, maybe you have to drive all three of those different ones. But anyway.
Hey, listen, who's complaining?
That's right. All right, so you're on tour. Maybe we should talk about that for a moment because Hall & Oates, best-selling duo of all time, accomplished artist solo as well. You guys need to check out his solo album. I played one song. I didn't want to go overboard, and I'm playing some classics off the internet, but you have something very special. But talk about your tour right now, and people can actually still go. I'm going to try and go to one of your concerts.
Yeah, we started this tour in May on the West Coast, and it's a really great package. We have a gal named Candace Springs who opens the show. She's a young singer-songwriter. She's really great. And then we have the group Train, who's co-headlining with us, and they are amazing.
Train's
good
awesome.
Friends of ours, guys we've played with, and I've been, you know, I did their Caribbean, you know, cruise where you go out on the boat for about a week and jam, and I've done that. Pat Monahan's become a good friend, who's the lead singer. And they're on the bill, and of course Daryl and I, and we have a great band, and we're on tour currently. We're on the East Coast right now. We just finished Madison Square Garden. Heading to Charlotte, Atlanta, and down into Florida, Texas, and on, in late July, early August, we'll be on the West Coast, in L.A., San Diego, Portland, Seattle, all over the place.
Awesome. Where's the best place for people to find information about your tour?
HallandOates.com, all big one word, HallandOates.com, or you can just put Hall & Oates Tour and you'll find us.
All right, so now let's talk for a moment about this other guy. Is Daryl a car guy at all?
Not so much. I think he likes to be driven around in cars.
Right. That's too funny, right? I mean, where do you think you got your car-loving genes from?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, years ago, when I was a little kid, I lived in a little town in Pennsylvania, and I remember one day, I was really young. I think I was about probably 7 or 8. And I remember I was walking down the street, and there was a cardboard box that someone had thrown out on the front lawn. And I looked at it, and it was full of Road and Track magazines.
All right.
Dating back to 1950. And I couldn't believe it, and I grabbed the entire box. I still have them. I've got pretty much a complete collection from the early 1950s, from the earliest days of Road and Track. And I started pouring through those magazines. I started reading about Fangio and Sterling Moss and Tazio Nuvolari and all these, like, you know, epic European, you know, races like Targo Florio and, you know, and that sort of thing. And I was just, I got captivated, and I started to, you know, to really get into it. And as soon as I could get old enough to drive, I just wanted to drive sports cars. It was just a thing.
Awesome. Your favorite music? I mean, do you have a favorite band yourself?
Well, I like a lot of different kinds of music. To me, and I don't want to sound stupid about this, but there's only two kinds of music, good and bad. And it's really subjective. I don't care what the style is. I care less about the style and more about what's happening. So I love Americana, roots music, Delta blues. I love all that. I love the early R&B that came out of the South, like the stuff that came out of Memphis, Stax Bolt, you know, Sam and Dave, Otis Redding, Booker T and the MGs, Curtis Mayfield. That kind of stuff really it lodged in my early memory banks.
Yeah. We're going back and forth between cars and rock and roll. Here's another question from John Franklin. He says, ask him if he ever wanted to race, and how does the adrenaline rush of fast cars compare with being on stage? Interesting, right? Yeah.
Well, I did race. I raced professionally, actually, amateur and professionally.
Okay.
I started with go-karts in the late 70s out on West Hampton, Long Island, and graduated to Formula Fords, did a little bit in England, and then did some in America, did SCCA racing, won a couple nationals, and then I raced in IMSA, and I did Daytona, raced in the Sports 2000 Pro Series in the Midwest for a couple years. So, I had a lot of racing. Then I had a pretty bad accident at Elkhart Lake and decided maybe I should stick to strumming my banjo instead of racing. But I still love to drive. I don't race anymore, but I definitely love to drive. And I'll get in go-karts every once in a while and have a go at it.
That is awesome. All right. One more segment with you. We got a couple more questions from the world of Facebook and social media. We're talking with John Oates. He is one of the half of the best-selling duos of all time, Hall & Oates, a car guy. And we're going to hook him up with some Craftsman tools, a test drive, and an Alpha. And maybe we'll talk to Porsche about getting out to the driving experience out there in Southern California. Lots of fun stuff when you get on the drive. Again, here they are playing Hall & Oates. We'll be right back. Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. Here it is again. It is called Let's Drive from John Oates. 16,
I got my ticket to ride.
Now, he says 16, he got his ticket to ride. He's talking about his driver's license.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and today, young kids, they don't even care anymore. What the hell is going on with this world?
What's wrong with this generation?
I swear. Let's talk about your solo career just a little bit. I mean, you've been at this quite some time as a solo artist, but I understand you might have a tour coming up as a solo.
Yeah, I put out an album this year called Arkansas, which is a rootsy, bluesy album. A lot of songs go back to the late 1920s and the earliest days of American popular music, and it's something I'm real passionate about. And I've got this incredible band called the Good Road Band, and we're gonna hit the road in late September, playing in Nashville and Pittsburgh and Cleveland and a couple festivals in Buffalo. Coming out to California, actually going to be in Mill Valley at Sweetwater at Bob Weir's club. And right before Monterey, so I kind of arranged it so I was going to finish in Northern California, so I could go straight to Monterey.
So let me ask you, Mill Valley, right before, because there's going to be a lot of these people listening. What's the name of that club again?
It's called Sweetwater.
Sweetwater. Okay, yep, and, taking notes.
Absolutely.
What is the date of that?
Boy, hold on a second.
We're talking with John Oates, and we're getting a little inside track here for the car guys of the world.
It's the weekend right before the Rennsport.
Okay.
So it would be, would be the 27th of September.
Okay.
At Sweetwater in Mill Valley, and that's a Thursday night, which means on Friday morning I'm on my way to Monterey.
Awesome. So let's talk about, you're going to have an actual tour. You're going to have, you know, a lot of different places you're going to go. When does that kick off?
It's a tour. You can find it on johnoates.com or on my Facebook page. It starts in Nashville on September 14th.
Okay.
And, you know, goes up to Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Cleveland, Minneapolis, Buffalo, Hot Springs, Arkansas, Mesa, Arizona. I'm all over the place. And I got a great band, and it's kind of a storyteller's blues show.
Yeah. Well, I love, you know, I mean, as a radio talk show host, I love storytellers. I love songs that tell stories instead of just the stories of, you know, anger and insanity with some of the stuff we hear on music today. But you guys are clearly at the very, very top of the list of great storytellers in music. Let me ask you, what are you most proud of with this amazing career that you have in your life? What are you most proud of?
Well, I think I'm most proud of the fact that after, you know, if someone would have told me in 1972 when Daryl and I first started recording that, you know, almost 50 years later, we would be selling out Madison Square Garden, playing to an audience of teenage, 20s, 30s, 40s, people in, you know, a whole new generation of people who seem to still like this music, I wouldn't have believed it. I think I personally feel blessed, and I feel very fortunate, and that I've gotten to do what I've always wanted to do and make a living at it and see the world and have a really interesting life. So I just think I'm just happy to be healthy enough to enjoy it, and that's what I'm most proud of.
What are you looking forward to at this point in your life now?
I'm looking forward to staying healthy enough to continue doing exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I feel like I have the best of all worlds. I've got this incredible situation with Daryl and I with the Hall & Oates Band where we can go and play these huge venues and to thousands and thousands of people. But I also have this incredible Nashville band that I can go and play smaller venues and connect with people on a personal level. It's really the ultimate situation for a creative person.
And you live in Nashville now?
Yeah. We moved to Nashville a number of years ago, and our son lives in D.C. My dad's still kicking. He's 95 years old, lives in Pennsylvania. So we wanted to be a little closer to him. My wife's family's from Illinois, so you know we left Colorado, and we're now a little bit closer to all them.
You talk about your son. How old is he?
He's 22.
And he's in the music industry at all?
No. He's a science kid. He's all about he's in the private defense contracting business.
That is all. You know, it's so funny because I mean, just to try and walk in the shoes of, you know, a guy like yourself, I mean, it can't be easy. And I think that, you know, the children like Sammy Hagar and his son Aaron Hagar is a friend of mine, and he is a car guy like you and I, and his dad's a car guy. I can't drive 55, right? And he also is in the music business. It's not easy, as you know. Yeah, interesting about how where the children of you know rock stars end up. You know,
well, I'm really glad my son found his own path.
Yep.
You know, we brought him up to be an independent thinker, and I love the fact that he knew what he wanted to do and he went after it. So that's great.
Fantastic. We're talking with John Oates. You can find him at johnoates.com. You can find the Hall & Oates tour at hallandoates.com. John Oates has got a tour going to be starting in September 14th. Again, go to johnoates.com to find out more about that. You're listening to The Drive, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
I know. I've played this song already. I can only play so many Hall & Oates songs without somebody yelling at me. But I've got John Oates on the show, one of the half of the best-selling duo of all time, Hall & Oates, a fellow car guy, my new friend. And I had no idea his sister Diane had this rock star of a brother who is also a car guy. I got to tell you a funny story real quick, because I am more interested, of course, in most people as the fact that they're car guys or gals than what they do. And so I did a show for a year with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, and it was called Monster Radio, and it was like kind of living life at its fullest. And he was going to go on tour. And I asked him to be a guest on the show, and then he was a guest twice, three times, five times. I go, why don't you just co-host it with me? He goes, I'll co-host it till I got to go on a world tour. And I go, you got a deal. I didn't pay him a dime. He didn't ask for a dime. We just would show up every Saturday at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the studio, and we would do this fun, crazy hour. He would bring people over there that I had no idea who they were. One time, this guy named Dwight Yoakam shows up. I didn't know who Dwight Yoakam was because I didn't know, you know, by looking at him who he was. He's wearing a ball cap and a hoodie, and just a guy comes in. He goes, this is my buddy Dwight. And I go, okay, hi, Dwight, how you doing? And I go, are you going to be on the show today? Because Billy loved to surprise me because he just loved to screw with me. And finally he goes, Dwight, why don't you tell Alan about your new album? And I go, oh, boy. Of course, you know, he was in Sling Blade at that time before that, and I had never seen the movie. And then one time we went out to dinner with this guy named Jimmy, and we went out to dinner, and then we went out for drinks afterwards, and Billy gets up to go to the bathroom, and I'm sitting there with this guy, Jimmy, and I go, so, Jimmy, what do you do? He goes, you don't know who I am, do you? And I go, no. I go, but you don't know who I am. And he goes, no, I know you're a car guy. And I go, but I'm sure you're in the music industry. He goes, have you ever heard of Led Zeppelin? It was Jimmy Page. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I had already had dinner with him. Anyway, I'm Forrest Gump, by the way, John. So
that's okay. That's all right.
Right. All right. So Amelia Island, my good friends at Amelia Island, I've been there for years and years and years. Dick Messer, who used to co-host the shows on the board, Bill Warner started the whole thing, dear friend. Chris Brewer and you are buddies, and you're doing something. Give me 2 minutes on Amelia Island for 2019. What are you doing there?
Well, I met Chris Brewer and went to Amelia Island actually for the first time last year. And then Chris had an idea to do a show for this coming 2019 Amelia Island Guitars and Cars, where we would match vintage cars with vintage guitars of the same year. And I thought it was a really cool idea, right in my wheelhouse on a lot of levels. And so I said, I'm in Nashville, man. I'm in the epicenter of vintage guitars. I can find pretty much anything you want.
Right.
If I don't have it in my collection, I can call Vince Gill and a number of other people and come up with it. So we're putting it together now and looking forward to trying to find some, you know, great people. I spoke to Billy Gibbons about it. He seemed interested.
Nice.
So we're putting it together as we speak, and hopefully this coming year at Amelia Island we'll have a great little showcase with some incredible guitars and matching cars.
Well, fantastic. Amelia Island, Florida. You guys can just check it out. Go to Amelia Island Concours. And all I can tell you is, out of all the concours around the United States, it really is, you know, Pebble Beach or Amelia Island could be, runner-up for number one. Amelia Island is just, it's a special, special place, as is Pebble Beach. I'm going to be at both, so I'm going to look forward to seeing you there. Okay, so here's what I got my takeaway list. We need to get from Craftsman a leaf blower, a smaller air compressor, metric sockets, and a toolbox or something, because we got to make sure you have some Craftsman products in there. We're going to put a call out to Tim Kaniskis over at Alfa Romeo and get you driving some new Alphas. They will blow your mind. That's all I can tell you. And perhaps maybe we'll send over a Dodge Demon or a Hellcat or something, so you can really okay. appreciate American muscle, brother.
Hey,
there is nothing better.
Let's go. Maybe I need to toughen up a little bit. I better get behind the wheel of one of those Hellcats.
There you go. All right. Well, listen, it has been absolutely an honor and a pleasure. I'm going to play Maneater on the way out. What is your favorite song from Hall & Oates? Is there one?
So many of them. I Can't Go for That, She's Gone. They all got their own vibe, you know. Whatever you like, I'm okay with.
That is so awesome. All right, well, you guys, listen. Again, he's got his own tour, his solo tour, starting September 14th, johnoates.com. Hall & Oates is on tour right now. Go to hallandoates.com. Find out where they're going to be next. I'm going to play a little of this. John Oates, thank you so much.
Oh, Alan, you're the best, man. I really appreciate you.
Really appreciate you and your sister, Diane, for hooking us up. All right.
That's
about it for this hour. I've got a whole other hour to go. I'm going to be talking about you in the whole next hour. We'll take a little break for the news and more. And, John, you and I will see each other out at Pebble Beach.
Okay, thank you, man.
All right. We'll be back after the news.
All right.
Yep, thanks. Get it for free. The woman's
wild. She can't tame by the... Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
And right alongside the other automotive expert, television and radio host, BJ Killeen. And
hello.
Hello. Pretty cool. We had John Oates from Hall & Oates on in the first hour. What a cool guy. Nice guy, too.
They put on a good show, too.
Boy, I'll tell you what, they're on tour right now, so you guys check out hallandoates.com in case you didn't catch the last hour. And if you want to see where they're on tour, I know they're going to be in the Pacific Northwest, in Portland, and in Seattle this month, July. I know they're also going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, I think July 14th or 15th. So L.A., I don't know. God, they got a huge tour. Anyway, Hall & Oates. I'm going to have to play some more of their music. Anyway, BJ, I got to tell you what, there's just news literally just came across my phone. And I got invited to go drive this thing. So, you know, I have a Dodge Demon. Our show is brought to you in part by Dodge, and I'm loving on what Dodge is doing. They have done such amazing things with that Challenger platform, which is old, right? It's an old platform. It's been around for like a decade already. And all of a sudden, they come out with this thing called a Demon. And people are paying like $150,000. There's one on eBay for like $299,000. Somebody actually wanted, $500,000. And at Barrett Jackson, they sold the last Demon and the last Viper for $1 million last weekend.
Combined.
Right?
Yeah, combined.
$1 million. $500,000 each. So then Tim Kaniskis and his team over there, he's no longer in charge of Dodge, but he's overseeing the entire passenger car brands of FCA, the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, focusing now on Maserati and Alfa Romeo, and I just talked to him. But they were already in the works for the next big thing. All right, here it is. A world... No, it's not. It was already announced. But anyway, it's a radio, our show exclusive. Yes. The Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye. And so even the logo is a little tiny bit different for the Red Eye. What is the Red Eye? It's 797 horsepower, 707 pound-feet of torque, mated to the Torque Flight 8H. P90 8-speed automatic transmission. What does that mean? I don't know. It's a bitchin' transmission. Anyway, the point is that it's the Red Eye. So the logo of the cat from the Hellcat, the eye is red because the car is called Red Eye. And it's kind of got the flared fenders. It looks a little bit like a demon. It really does. But it's got a different hood on. It's kind of got dual snorkels or hood scoops or whatever where the demon has a long, thin one. I don't know what else is different. Let's see here. It's got the wide body kit, 3.5 inches wider.
It has 25 major component upgrades. It's got a larger supercharger.
Okay. How did you find it? What did you do? Google it while we were talking?
Because I'm me.
Of course
you
did. I know.
It's funny. Steve Beam, who's head of passenger car for Fiat Chrysler, said, I like to say it's a Hellcat that's been possessed by a demon.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a great way to put it.
Completely awesome. So anyway, listen, for all those who couldn't get a demon because they do not build them anymore.
You won't get this either.
You probably won't get your – but here's the deal. Here's the deal. How smart, how cool is it that a 10-year-old – car companies are changing the bodies every 3 or 4 years at the most anymore, right?
Yeah.
This thing, I don't even know how old this body is. At least 10 years old. At least. I don't even know how far back – because when it first came out, I thought, oh, that's cool. That's all right. That's pretty cool. It's, muscle car, compete with the Mustang and the Camaro. And then as they started doing more and more and more with them, I started paying more and more attention to them. And then when they got to 840 horsepower, 840, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, all right, that's it. I got to have that. But anyway, I love that they have taken this old platform and continued to just innovate,
You know what? It's a nice looking car still. It's not oh man, why are they still keeping it around? It's still a good looking car. It's instantly identifiable. And my question for you is, it's only going to be $70,000. Are you going to get this and finish the hat trick that you have?
No. And you know what? I'll tell you what. Here's my feeling. My feeling is that my next purchase, and if I can pull it off, because I'm an entrepreneur. I work for Entrepreneur Magazine as well. I buy and sell real estate, and I'll buy and sell an airplane. I have, so I know I can say that. But I know that my passion is now being fulfilled by the fact that I have a little bit extra money at this age of my life, and I'm finally being able to afford the cars of my dreams, but only they're better than my dreams ever could have imagined. But I think it'll be the new Shelby GT500 when it comes out.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. There's so many good cars out there. I wouldn't mind having a Maserati Gran Turismo. I just saw one of those. I will take a little break, find out what BJ's been driving. I think it's a Ford Expedition, the new one.
Yep.
All right. I'm Alan Taylor. She's BJ Colleen. This is The Drive, our show brought to you in part by Craftsman. We build pride. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
So So this is John Oates from Hall & Oates. He's got a solo album. It's called Let's Drive. He said, I made it for you, Alan. No, you didn't, John. Anyway, he's such a cool guy. I'm telling you, if you didn't get a chance to hear the first hour with John Oates from Hall & Oates, it's a whole hour with the guy. He's total car guy. Anyway,
yes,
BJ Colleen is here. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show brought to you in part by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. All right, so you're driving the new Ford Expedition. This is the all-new aluminum body, different drivetrain. Everything's different about it. Good-looking machine. My sister, I said, wait, please wait. Don't buy the last generation. She goes, I don't care. I love it. She loved the last generation so much, she burned one up, like put 150,000 miles on it. That's what I mean, burned it up. Didn't actually burn up. You know what I'm saying. Point is, she used it up, and then she bought a new one right as the new ones are coming out. So now she's already got an old one. It's a new one that's an old one. And but you're driving the new one, the Ford Expedition, for 20 – is it 18 or 19?
It's 2018, and I turned it back in, but we actually took a cross-country trip. We put about 4,600 miles on it in less than a week. Yeah, we went out to Indiana, and then we went through Missouri and Kansas. And
you and Scott?
All kinds of
when you say
stuff.
We?
Yep, Scott and I. Yep.
What'd you do?
We had a friend who had their 40th wedding anniversary surprise party, so we drove back to Indiana, and then we got some stuff out of a storage facility, so we figured, well, let's get the Expedition Max, which is the longer wheelbase model, and take it on a cross-country trip, and we did. So, you know, the couple of things about this vehicle, first of all, it comes in three trims. There's an XLT, a Limited, Platinum, and we got the Limited model, and of course, we got the Max, which gives you about an extra foot of space in the back because we needed the cargo capacity to get our build books out of the storage shed.
Right.
But our vehicle, with everything, it had a heavy-duty trailer, tow package, cargo package, came out to about 72 large. So we're not talking, you know, an inexpensive vehicle.
But that's what they cost these days.
Yes, they do. A fully loaded Platinum Max will go just shy of $85,000. But what's funny is people are paying it. They want the higher level trim models because they want all the features, which is really nice. So,
well, and here's another thing to think about, first of all. People have finally realized that a car is part of your business life. And a lot of folks let their business buy it for them. I have several friends that are like, you know, they get part of their package when they go out. Again, work for Entrepreneur Magazine. They make sure they get a car deal worked into their compensation package. And it's like, all right, we're going to give you $800 a month for your car allowance, you might say. And man, that is the smartest thing for those folks out there listening that are thinking about a career change or becoming an entrepreneur. If you're an entrepreneur, you can write the whole thing off anyway, because it's, if you work it for business, and you know, most of us, we have to go to business meetings. You got to keep track of the miles and all that, but work that car deal into your compensation package. Don't forget. Listen, it's the art of the deal. People just forget about it. And they could have said, I need a car for this particular job, so you're going to have to provide me with that. That's one of those little kind of, you know, tricks that you keep in your back pocket. You can always take it out, but make sure it's in there when you're doing that anyway. But
I agree.
You know, so anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
You know, so the Expedition is a nice-looking vehicle. Obviously, they use them a lot for government work, which is great because when we're driving down the road – you know, at the normal highway speed or maybe a little bit over that we go, people kind of got out of the way. They might have thought it was a cop car or something like that. So that worked out pretty well.
Well, you had a white one, though. I saw on Facebook.
We had a white one. Yep. I put on the blog, too. I did a full story on the blog on the drive with Alan Taylor, so people could look it up under blogs.
Cool.
And it has three rows of seats. They're all very comfortable. You've got the powerful third row seats, and you've got the second row seats that you can dump from the back too and fold down. So that came in real handy. We love the fact that it sits up really high, so you have a great view of the road, which is really important. And the other thing you come to appreciate when you're on a road trip is the size of the fuel tank. Because this was the Max, you had a 28-gallon fuel tank.
Yeah.
So it had a range of over 600 miles, which is like, God. You're not stopping every 3 hours to get fuel. So
What kind of miles per gallon?
You wouldn't believe it, but we got, for the best, I think we got real close to 24 miles per gallon.
What? Oh my gosh. Wow.
I was thinking 17, 18, maybe max, but we were getting 24, you know, we were just doing steady state cruising, and we were really impressed. I mean, we had to stop. The most we could make it was 400 miles. So the car can go longer than you can go.
All right. Hold tight. We'll take a little break. We're talking to a rich girl. Hall & Oates. Check out their tour, by the way, hallandoates.com. One of those, I mean, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Can't get any better than that. We'll take a little break. Car guys, it is The Drive.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
I gotta wait until ZZ Top says this. I mean, I love that song. I love that song. Billy Gibbons and those guys, they do such a great job. I did a show with Billy for a while. He's on concert right now. I mean, on tour, doing concerts around. And I missed him. I was in Detroit, and he had a concert there just a couple nights ago. And my friend's like right at the front taking pictures of him. And I'm like, oh, man, it kills me. Anyway, BJ Colleen is here. Okay, so we're talking about the 2018 Ford Expedition. I've been driving a few cars myself. You got 24 miles to the gallon, which is astronomical for a big, yep, giant SUV like that. Comfortable?
It was incredibly comfortable. I mean, you know, because you have a big car, so you have big seats, so you can have lots of room. And, you know, you have a nice wide cabin, so there's tons of room. It's beautifully laid out. They did a nice job. The only thing I would recommend is if you really want to travel a lot on the road, get the platinum trim because you get the multi-contour seats with active motion, which are like massaging seats. And I've sat in them in the Lincoln Continental and Lincoln Navigator, and they're really nice. That was the one thing I was really disappointed that I didn't have on the trip was those seats. Maybe we could have gone more than 400 miles. So it's absolutely amazing. But, you know, we didn't ask for a all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive model, but we got it. So we're like, okay, you know, we're not going to use it. We hit a rain deluge in Illinois and Missouri that we're thinking we were getting tornado warnings on our phones. So I'm like, okay, this is not good. So we put it in because the way it works with the drive modes, you just flip a switch and push a button and turn a knob and you're in a different drive mode for snow and wet. And right. I tell you, it really inspired a lot of confidence in the vehicle because, I mean, there was so much water on the road, especially back in the Midwest. You know, when they get those rainstorms, it's just crazy.
Right.
So the fact that we had that, you know, I feel pretty good about having this feature. So the power was astronomical. I mean, the 3.5 liter V6 and the turbocharged V6 on that truck is just incredible. I mean, absolutely amazing. It's so ridiculous amounts of horsepower. It's like something like 375 horsepower, you know, tons of torque, 470 pound-feet of torque. I mean,
but let's compare and contrast that they used to have V8s in them that had 300 horsepower. Now you've got, yes, a smaller engine that gets better fuel economy, that has more towing and, you know, more everything, you might say.
Yep.
And it's lighter. So it helps to get that better fuel economy. Yep. It's just really amazing what technology is doing.
Yeah, and if you want to tow with this vehicle, it'll tow up to 9,300 pounds, which I believe is best in the segment. Yeah. So it's absolutely mind-boggling. Now, we checked out the payloads because we had to bring a bunch of boxes of build books back home. And so, I mean, we loaded the thing up to the payload, and it still rode really nice.
Who's calling you? I can hear it buzzing.
I don't know who that is, but I'll tell them to stop calling me. So I'll hide my phone. So it's crazy.
That's too much.
And it comes through on the computer, too.
So I know, I'll right? Oh, that's what it is. So, you know, yeah. Here's the deal. My sister gets hers, and I said to her, I said, you blew it. She goes, are you kidding me? She goes, I love this one. I got such a good deal. So here's a very important point about, you know, as they change models. If you love the last year's model, like I have a 2017 Ram, and the 2018 or 19 actually is already out. The 2019 Ram is altogether new. It's better in every way, shape, and form. But I love my 2017 and the 2018s right now. You guys, check the prices. They're amazing. You can get lease deals on any of these, you know, as they've changed from one new model to, or to the model to the newest model coming out of the same vehicle. Man, they're not giving them away, but you know what I'm saying. They're really giving some great deals, zero interest loans and super low down payments and whatever it might be. So my sister's like, I don't care, 2 years? Because she lives in Texas and drives back and forth to the West Coast, yeah. Miles on top of miles. She goes, 2 years from now, I'll have that next one. And she goes, and I'll love it too. So it's you know, it's kind of one of those things. It actually, we have this kind of cheapness about my family. We want a good deal, but who doesn't, you know?
Hey, you know, one last thing I want to say about the expedition. When we went back to our friend's party, the guy who's having the anniversary, his brother had a 1931 Model T that he brought along. So they were at the same place. So we put them side by side and I had Scott take a photo and they could see in the blog. So it's basically the exact same vehicle, just 87 years later. So you can see the difference between the two of them. So it's actually, it was a lot of fun to take those pictures side by side. So that's take a look awesome. At the blog and you can see that in there. But truly, this is one of the nicest vehicles that, you know, as far as full size SUVs that you're ever going to find. I mean, absolutely amazing. Everything about it. Ford gets an A++ for this vehicle. Just outstanding.
Yeah, no question about it. And Ford Expedition, we're talking about 24 miles to the gallon. Amazing, fun to drive vehicle too. It drives light, doesn't it? I mean,
yes,
it's a big,
it
heavy
really
machine,
does.
But it's like they've figured out how to make big and heavy drive light and airy, and even through the corners and things, it doesn't have a lot of body roll and all these kind of things. They've done away with that through engineering. So, yeah, hats off to all these automakers for doing such a fantastic job. Thrilled to drive any of these machines and just walk away going, dang, that was nice. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is.
I know.
You said you drove the Kia Stinger. Give me 30 seconds on that. Was that amazing or what?
Oh, the Kia Stinger. There's just no compromise. I mean, the thing is just absolute blast to drive. And people love the way it looks. I mean, to me, and this is what I'm going to say in the new blog, it's just like, it's changed what people think about Kia. I don't get the, oh, you're driving a Kia anymore. It's like, oh, man, that's a Kia. Kia's really doing well, you know. So the dialogue has definitely changed on the brand, and so kudos for them for doing that.
Absolutely.
Big plus.
Big plus for me is having BJ Colleen on the show. She is not a man-eater, but is Daryl Hall and John Oates. I love this song. One of my favorite songs of all time. BJ, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alan. Can't
appreciate
wait to talk to you again.
You can find her on our blog. She does it. It is thedrivewithalantaylor.com. We'll be right back with more.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
It's spring. Time to wake up and get a great deal. Jolt them out of their winter slumber with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. Or Dodge Charger with up to 300 horsepower with 30 mpg highway. Or Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with available all-wheel drive in its class. Spring's here, and so are the deals. So wake up and join the Brotherhood of Muscle. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, EPA estimate, actual mileage may vary. Based on 2017 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle Segmentation, excludes other FCA US LLC vehicles.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, and our guest right now is from Auto Trader. I don't know that I would be where I am today if it wasn't for Auto Trader. Back in the day, man, when Auto Trader came out, I was like, OMG, this is the best thing in the world. I'm expanding my marketplace. But Brian Moody is the executive editor of Auto Trader, and Auto Trader has continued to evolve into this behemoth of a company that's all part of the Cox Automotive Group, which includes Kelley Blue Book and Dealer.com. And they're able to take all that amazing information, bring it to you. So it's not just putting your car for sale or buying a car that's on sale. They have, you know, videos and stories, and Brian's a guy at the top of all that stuff. So speaking of, we were just talking SUVs and what have you, and I didn't get to go. I don't know who from your staff did, but Chevrolet just showed off the all-new Blazer. And the Blazer is back, 2019 Blazer unveiled in Atlanta. Well, that's where you are. Did you get to go see it?
Yeah, I did. I drove down there and looked at it. And at first I thought, well, this is going to be cool. It's going to be a sporty two-door SUV, right?
Right. Like the Bronco.
No.
Yeah.
Right, but no. And so I was a little bit bummed out at first, but then I realized this is what their strategy is, and it kind of does make sense once somebody explains it. One of their marketing guys, this guy named Steve, who's like really cool, doesn't come off as like a, you know, smarmy marketing guy at all. It kind of explained that like there's a bit of a gap between like the Equinox and the Traverse. So only when you see these things all lined up next to each other do you realize that the Chevy Traverse is kind of a tank. It's big. It doesn't seem like a bigger car because they have the Suburban. But you see the Traverse sitting there next to all these other cars, you're like, oh, I guess that is pretty big. Not everyone wants that. So the Blazer is a four-door SUV, sort of a midsize crossover. And the way they're positioning it, designed to compete with the Ford Edge and the Nissan Murano, they did give it a bit of an aggressive kind of look. There's a sportier version. There's one with blacked-out grille, blacked-out wheels, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I think it's a good idea. I think there are going to be some people, purists, who will say, well, but a Blazer should be
two-door.
this and this. But if you think about it, two-door SUVs, I mean, that's kind of over. No one's buying those. They all have died off, except for the Wrangler. But then what do? Add a four-door?
Yeah.
Guess which one's the best seller.
Right. And here's the deal. I own a Blazer, but I have the Blazer that has the fully removable hard top. So over my head, nothing. It's a full convertible 73 or 4. I bought it while I was gone. Pictures from my son on the cell phone. I go, I'll pay X for it. I'll tell you what that X was, $1,800. I stole it. Oh, my God. They're bringing like 75 grand all restored now.
What can you imagine? Is that in? Does it need work?
No. It's been sitting for 9 years, but we did drive it home. My kid got it running, and it's got a 400 small
that's a good
block.
Deal.
Right? I know. It's like, oh, hell yes. Yeah. I mean, that's why you just buy it over pictures. Point is that Barrett Jackson, we've seen him bring 100 grand. We saw one. I think one was like 150 or 190 grand. These things are really, really coming on. Can you believe, matter of fact, speaking of trucks, we'll come back to that Blazer in a second. Can you believe what's going on in the truck market? Classic trucks going through the roof.
That's been that way for a while. I think that there's a little bit of like, you know, they're simple and they're easy to maintain. One thing I noticed is looking for an old Chevy truck on Auto Trader and even on some other sites. It's hard to, and this is both a blessing and a curse, I guess, for Chevy. I'm having a hard time finding any that have less than 200,000 miles on them because they seem to just go forever.
Yeah, I know. Well, and at some point, honestly, it doesn't even matter. Because the engine's been gone through, the motor's been, I mean, the transmission, the suspension's been upgraded, somebody's put a lift kit or whatever, and at some point it's just a great palette for you to paint your passion of whatever you want to see, you know, like me.
You can still get a cool one for 15 grand. If you had a nice old truck or even a Blazer, you can still get one between 8 and 15 grand, and that's going to be reasonably nice. Now, it's not going to be
– no, restored.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen these ones where it's like, oh, reduced, only $59,000. Okay,
right,
buddy.
Right.
Let's don't get crazy. But that one's been fully restored, body off restoration. That's a different – that's a whole different –
that's a whole other animal. But here's the best part. Man, they make everything for those older Chevy pickups. I mean, every single – even if you go back into the Chevy 50 Chevy pickup, they make brand new bodies for them, brand new cabs.
Right, and that's why when people are looking at these old cars, you know, it doesn't always pay to think of like, oh, what's the – people want the rarest thing. I want the, you know, the 57 Chevy with the rare fuel engine. Yeah, that's cool too, but a guy just called me last week asking for commentary about the DeLorean. And I'll tell you, that's a tough sell because they're still not worth that much. But going forward, what do you picture the aftermarket parts market being for a DeLorean? Not much.
No, I know.
Unless they have shared parts with other – but Chevy pickups, oh, my gosh. For decades, we'll still be having small block Chevy parts and trim pieces and because they were so common.
Yep.
And usually we say, oh, there's millions of those. In this case, it's literally there's millions of those.
All right, so back to the Blazer, 2019 Chevrolet Blazer. Well, is there a story on autotrader.com? Do you guys put a story up?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
There is. You can go to autotrader.com and see the new Blazer. We didn't get to drive it, of course.
No, it was the unveiling.
Just to look at it.
Right.
But that's okay. So now if you look at what they're doing, it makes sense. This is what people want. They have the Trax. They have Equinox. then they have now Blazer, then Traverse, then Tahoe, then Suburban. Oh, so, I mean, they have kind of you covered from every, you know, and that's kind of the way the game is played these days. People are looking for those crossovers and SUVs. And my one criticism with the Blazer, aside from the purists who are going to want it to be like, well, why doesn't it have a removable top?
Yeah.
Well, there's this new thing we have called lawyers, and that's why. But the interior, yeah, I mean, a new car, they wouldn't do that with a new SUV. The interior is not quite up to the same, I don't think, level as the Murano or the Edge and the top trim levels. But that being said, it has compelling technology. It's good looking. It's a little bit more edgy looking than those other two. So yeah. If you really want the more striking looking crossover SUV that's midsize, probably get the Blazer over the Murano.
All right.
I guess.
Well, and you know what? The price, I'm sure, will dictate a lot of about the sales, the volume
sure.
of sales. So, did they announce a price?
No, they didn't. Yeah. But we do know it has 6 USB ports. So there you go.
Oh, jeez. And 23 cup holders, whatever. All right, check out this story about the all new, just unveiled Chevrolet Blazer. Making its return. You can go to autotrader.com and find out more about it. Brian, I'll be right back. We're going to talk about it's summer, convertibles for summer.
Yep.
Coming up next, this is The Drive.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Well, it is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. A little Hall & Oates again, Private Eyes. I'm talking with Brian Moody, Executive Editor, Autotrader.com. Summertime has officially arrived. And by the way, the reason why I'm playing a lot of Hall & Oates is because he was Daryl Hall and John Oates. John Oates was on the first whole hour. Total car guy. So go to our podcast and listen to that if you're a fan of Hall & Oates. And or go to their concert. You can find out all about it at hallandoates.com. Pretty easy. Brian, convertibles. I just drove a pretty cool Maserati Gran Turismo MC. Beautiful. So what do you got?
What's the so we have a list on Auto Trader of cool convertibles for under 40. What was the price of the one you drove? I'm guessing not under 40.
No, it was a lot more, like double.
About 160.
Is that what it is? Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's convertible.
That's why, you know, I with what I have right now, I can't afford that. I don't know that I would ever buy a brand new European machine. It seems like these cars tend to drop fast in value.
Yeah.
My thing is, by the way, I buy, and you know I have a demon. The reason why I bought a demon is because I knew that it was going to be a very difficult thing to get one of these cars. If they made a convertible demon, which they never would or will because it's a drag race car, and the car would just twist itself in pieces. I am a convertible guy, but I tend to buy things that appreciate. And most all new cars depreciate. I've been very lucky.
Well, some things will hold their value better than others. So, like I think, for example, if you're thinking about new cars, I think a Mazda Miata is going to hold its value relatively well.
Yeah.
I think a Ford pickup, a Jeep Wrangler, those things are going to keep their value relatively
right.
well. But you're right, there are those cars, usually they're the higher-end things, that, man, once 3 years comes, two, 3 years comes, they just drop like a rock. And that's if you're a bargain hunter or
right.
you don't want to spend a bunch of money. There you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's kind of an exotic car. I'm a muscle car guy. I want to buy muscle cars. That's what my collection is, muscle things. Anyway.
Well, let me tell you the 7 convertibles we came up with for under 40 grand, and you tell me if these are in your ballpark or not.
Okay.
Of course, the Mustang. You can get a nice Mustang convertible for $36,000.
Beautiful.
So that's a deal. That's not bad.
Yeah, no question.
Same with the Camaro. You can get one in the mid to low 30s. That's going to be the Turbo 4, which makes 275 horsepower, or a V6, which makes 335, still, it's a convertible performance car for well under $40,000. Jeep Wrangler, same thing, about $29,000 to start with a Jeep Wrangler where the top goes down, and then it goes up from there, of course. Miata, that's a good one, MX-5 Miata, about $27,000 to $30,000 for a decent Miata.
Right.
The Fiat 500 Cabrio, that's a cheapie, but it's still convertible well under $40,000.
Oh, you know what? I think, too, you can really buy one of those pretty cheap right now. And, you know, for some reason, the Fiat.
Oh, for sure.
I have to tell you, it's going to take them a decade to overcome the old, you know, thing in the head.
I don't think they're going to stick it out.
You don't think so? I own one. I don't have a convertible, but we have a Fiat 500 Abarth, our second one. Not a single problem in 5 years.
Nothing to do with the quality of the car and nothing to do with the desirability of the car. If you're looking for a good, affordable, fun car,
my brother has one. Yeah,
go get a Fiat. No questions asked about that. But I don't think the company has the wherewithal to stick it out for a decade with low sales.
Yeah.
I just don't. And here's one of the reasons is when you go to a Ford or a Chevy or – so say you go to the Ford dealer and you're like, I'm going to get a Mustang convertible. Well, if somehow you need something different, they have all these other choices,
right.
SUVs, crossovers. Fiat doesn't really have that. They have so few models for you to – they can't turn you on to something else. They kind of have what they have. They're not bad cars, but –
You know what? Actually, the fact is they are very good cars. I mean, Fiat owns.
They are. I agree.
They own Ferrari. They own Maserati. They own Alfa Romeo. They own, of course, the entire Chrysler lineup of Jeep, Ram, Dodge, Chrysler.
Right.
They own so much, and they make fantastic machines.
I think they're going to focus on the trucks and SUVs.
I agree.
They're going to say Ram and Jeep are the things we should focus on.
Yep.
And again, that doesn't mean we had a Fiat 500X for a year at Auto Trader. Not one problem.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter what's true. It matters what people think is true.
I know. It's all in the head. Anyway, continue.
Last two on our list, Mini Cooper convertible. You can get one for under $40,000 with the Turbo 4. It's decent. And then also the Buick Cascada. Very few cars like that that are like kind of mid-luxury and can seat four people. It's usually either performance or super high-end. So, you know, other than the Jeep, the Mustang, and the Camaro, there's not a lot of that out there.
You know, it's funny. I've not even heard of that car because there's so many.
You a Cascada?
Yeah, I never even heard of it.
It's not an Opel, and they brought it over here because they felt like they needed, you know, this kind of a car for Buick. It's a decent car. It's not, you know, man, it's not my favorite, but it's a decent car. It's a luxury convertible that seats four, maybe even seats five, I'm not sure. But anyway, you can get people in the back seat.
Nice.
For well under $40,000 and has stuff like, you know, a power top and, you know, it's nice enough. So.
Right on. All right, so you guys can check out these best cars for summer convertibles under $40,000 at autotrader.com. Brian's going to come back. We've got a couple other things on the list to talk about. Ooh. Fastest depreciating cars we're kind of talking about.
There we go.
For 2018. Those are some deals. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor and Brian Moody from autotrader.com. Check out all the information on these different topics at autotrader.com. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com. We're talking with Brian Moody right now. He's the executive editor of autotrader.com. So far, we've covered some pretty cool stuff. You can check out at autotrader.com all about the brand new Chevy Blazer they just unveiled. Big story there at Auto Trader. Also, convertibles for summer under 40 grand. He's got a list of those for you. And now we're going to talk about the fastest depreciating cars for 2018, which means that there's probably some good deals to be had. Brian?
That's saying it mildly.
Yeah, right?
But, you know, here's the thing. I wonder if people who buy them new, I don't know if they care. Like, because here's, I'll just give you a few on the list, and you can see that there's kind of a trend. There's a couple cars on here that I think are a different reason that they're depreciating, but there's most of them are luxury. BMW 5 Series, Mercedes-Benz E-Class, these have all depreciate after 3 years by about 50%. Cadillac SRX, BMW 3 Series. I think the trend is that those are luxury things, and because luxury people want the newest, latest thing, I don't know, you get an off-lease 3 Series, and it's depreciated by 50%, roughly, and this is according to iccars.com. It's a website that does some of, they have some interesting press releases and that kind of stuff. The next guy getting it's going to get a great car for a reasonable price.
Well, you know, like you said, it's like we're talking half. Now, here's a good thing to consider is that, you know what? I aspire to have all these nice things, and I'm finally at that age in my life where I'm starting to. And it's good, people. Let me tell you, it's good. But before then, I was able to manage to have some of these cool things in life by finding a way like this to buy it at half its price. A lot of people take really good care of their, you know, luxury things. A good example, I was in Santa Monica. I went to the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. If you haven't been there, it's really cool. They closed off the street and it's, you know, shopping. And I was just wandering around. I had like a half a day to kill. And over on 6th Street, I had parked, which is 3 blocks away. And I walked by this Goodwill. And I was thinking, you know what? I don't have shorts. It's nice outside. I'm going to go buy a pair of shorts at the Goodwill. So I went in there. I was looking around. And upstairs it says boutique. And I went, what is up? What's going on up there? And she goes, oh, that's where our higher end stuff is. Listen to this, Brian. I bought a pair of like $500 Ferragamo shoes for 20 bucks. Brand new. I mean, they're brand new. Somebody wore them once. And then they went to a party. And then there they go. They donate them to the thrift store. I was the happiest guy in the world. They are fantastic shoes, I got to tell you. I would never pay $500, but I'd pay 20. Anyway, we're talking about the fastest depreciating cars on autotrader.com. Keep going. Keep going.
Yeah, there's a couple that I think you can figure out why they're depreciating. They're not luxury. Passat, Taurus, Chrysler 200, and Volkswagen Jetta. Again, these are all at roughly the 50% mark. I think people have largely forgotten about these because they'll either be discontinued, or I think with the Volkswagens, people are just like, you know, are they still selling cars here? I don't know. I think that people want SUVs, and that combined with the diesel crisis is making cars like the Passat and the Jetta not hold their value. Now, my guess is if you did have a good condition Jetta TDI, I bet you that might be worth something still because people want those.
Yeah.
But it's always worth looking for something like a Ford Taurus, a car that they're going to discontinue, or the Chrysler 200. It's always worth looking to get a good deal on a used one, because what do you care if they're not making them anymore? You're going to get a great car with, we talked about parts before.
Right.
How many Ford Taurus parts are there going to be over the next 5 years? Plenty. Yeah. I wouldn't even worry about it.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I'm that guy. I bought a 2017 Dodge Ram. I should say it's Ram truck now. But it had 3,000 miles on it. Somebody else took that giant hit. It has 3,000 miles. It's brand new.
I know.
I love getting a good deal. This whole list, by the way, at autotrader.com, fastest depreciating cars for 2018. There are some great deals.
And didn't we get a little bit of an insight into your personal life when you just told us a story about looking for shorts and you walked out with shoes?
Yeah, I got shorts too.
That your wife is going to send you to the store. Alan, can you get me eggs and milk? And you come back and go, I got a pickup.
Yeah, right.
Is that good? Is that what you wanted?
You know what? You nailed it, man. I go, my wife sends me down. Can you go get me, some salt? I spent $150 at the store. Yeah, it's bad. Anyway, Brian Moody, all these stories are available at autotrader.com. You're the best. In the background, you hear playing right now, John Oates. He was on the first hour for the whole hour. His show, my show is called The Drive. This is called Let's Drive. I'm going to let a little bit play, you guys. He's got a solo album out. You can find out about their tour, hallandoates.com. Brian, if you find one and you want to go, I'm friends with John Hall now. Sorry, Hall and Oates.
I'm in.
Right? I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Don't miss the latest auto news, videos, and real-world reviews. Find us online at TheDriveWithAlanTaylor.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.